new Hot 96.9.
I like this. Boston 25 is in here right now. Well, not the entire station. Couple of the...
their whole studio's in our studio.
Everybody's here. A couple of the reporters, Kerry Cavanaugh and Eric Rasmussen. How you doing, guys?
Great. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So they're here. By the way, it's Hot 96.9. Because tonight, they're going to start... Is this going to be like a series that you guys are doing?
It's a series. Kerry launched a piece this morning, and we have a few more coming up tonight, 10 and 11.
Okay. So, and it's about missing and forgotten foster kids that were kicked out of the system. So, first of all, do you guys get tipped to this? Like, what made you want to explore this?
So, basically, what we're looking at was kind of the brainchild of one of our producers, Erin Smith, and she wanted to know if a kid is a runaway, which is a word that we're not going to use too often because there's a stigma attached to that. What happens to their cases? And what we found was they are unaccounted for, but when they reach a certain age, DCF is closing their cases, whether or not they have been located. So Eric can explain a little bit more what's going on with
I didn't believe this when we first saw it, but when we looked at all the numbers since like the year 2000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talking tens of thousands of kids across the country who've had their cases closed, and they give a reason, you know, adoption, emancipation, runaway, and missing. Tens of thousands closed, and that was the reason given. And what that means is basically these kids belong to nobody once their case is closed.
Oh, my God.
And what is it? Once they hit the age of 18 or something? Is that usually
in
they
some of the cases? I'll tell you, like in Massachusetts, we talked to DCF. We said, how could this happen? Massachusetts says they don't close anybody's case if they're missing or runaway. Yeah. But in talking to people who research this and in our own investigation, we found those numbers might be misleading. Mm. We found a girl who said her case was closed while she was missing.
Wait. And more disturbing, she said no one ever came looking for her. No one said, come back to your home, come back to the group home where she was.
How do you even go about, if they close the case, how do you even go about finding somebody, though? How'd you do that?
Well, we were out on the street with these outreach workers in Boston.
Stop
on the
it.
Boston Common. Wow. Bridge Over Troubled Waters deserves a shout-out. They do a lot of great work. We were out with an outreach worker, and they help kids every day. They have a van. They can give them medical assistance, whatever they need. And they were kind of putting the word out, hey, Boston 25 News is out here.
Yeah.
And we bump into this girl, Joanna. And she tells us a story that is exactly what we're looking into, and it's heartbreaking.
And we should mention that there was, and that's a story we did already this morning on Boston 25 News at 7. We're going to run it again at 4, about a dedicated Arlington police detective who has made it his mission to bring these kids home. And in fact, the department, which is rare, dedicated him just to that role. And Joanna, the same girl, told a story how she met a man who said he was 18. She was 15 at the time. Turned out he was 39 and a known pimp. She was not aware of that.
Damn.
He brought her to a hotel, said, oh, my friend wants to come by and meet you. And it was in that moment that Detective Smith came into the room.
He saved her.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, my God. So he's doing the hard work day in, day out of trying to track these girls down. It's boys, too, but it's largely teenage girls. And preventing them, he says he doesn't want to find any one of them dead, you know, on his watch, or end up sold or trafficked, and that's kind of what's happening, unfortunately, to a lot of these kids.
Where is he finding the kids? Are they just out on the streets?
He was saying in his case, he's finding a lot at hotels, and he can't believe how many teenagers are ending up in hotels. Now, these are kids that don't have a lot of means. You can't rent a hotel room without a credit card,
right.
So who's getting them the room?
Right.
That's the big problem.
And if they're living on the street and they're getting presented these quote-unquote opportunities.
Right, and they're going to take care of you.
Right. That's
And then on the
awful.
Other end, no one's looking for them
because
they closed their case. Well, so that's so weird because how do they classify somebody running away? What if something happened where they were taken against their will? Are they just like, well?
Ramiro, that's a great question because what we're hearing from the state here is that they can close the case of any foster kid when they turn 18. But what the state doesn't seem to track is how many of those kids
were missing at the time their
case was closed. And that, you know, that's why you hear these organizations now. They don't say runaway. They don't say abducted by family member, because all of that kind of makes us chill a little bit as the public, right?
Right.
They just say all of these kids are missing.
Right.
And we as adults, it's on us to try to find them.
Well, they need a lot more programs that's going to help out with these kids. My wife, she works with this mayor group where they help with foster care, help trying to get kids to be adopted by people. Mm-hmm. And at the program that she works, she was telling me a lot of these kids age out when they get to a certain age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have no family.
And nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go, but they get to a certain age and they just you're on your own. You know, there's one kid that she's looking with. He's a young boy, but he hasn't had, nobody visit him in, 5 years. So you need programs where people are willing to get involved with kids.
These aren't kids that there are massive search parties for and families sounding the bell saying, please help find my kid. You know, we spoke with this detective who says, often there's nobody calling me looking for this child.
Oh, my God.
So what are you seeing that needs to change? I know you mentioned you're looking into some type of policy change or...
Yeah, I think ultimately, like Eric was touching upon, we think there should be a distinction when a case it maybe shouldn't be closed until the whereabouts of that person is accounted for. Mm-hmm. If a child is listed as missing or runaway, endangered, however they go about listing it, and they turn that, the case... red flags, okay, they're now 18. Well, where are they?
Yeah.
Right. Where are they?
But bottom line, DCF does have programs. If you're in custody, they have you. You could sign up and voluntarily say, even after 18, I want help with this. I want help going to school. But the problem is, if you're missing, you're on the run, you're somewhere else, they close your case, now you're missing those opportunities.
But what about, isn't it really difficult, because I heard this before, I don't know how true it is, but that a lot of times that they know that the family is messed up, but the system or, the officials that are in charge, like the judges and everything, they don't want to break up the family bond. Even they might know that maybe the mother's on crack or something like that. So they ultimately keep this kid in a bad situation rather than kind of break up that family dynamic just because they don't want to do that. You kind of seen that as being a problem sometimes?
Man, there's a million stories. There's some like that. There are others who say, I got yanked from my family and I really shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of foster is family reunification ultimately. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes that's just not happening.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, watch Boston 25 News just today because you're going to rerun it at 4, right?
Yep, and then I'll be on at 10. And Bob Ward at 11 with an unsolved. Everybody, he always has great stories about that.
Excellent. They're going to do 25 investigates missing and forgotten foster kids kicked out of the system. Eric and Kerry, thank you so much.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.